And now, around the world and around the corner, it's the David Bowers Awards, bringing the best in indie music to millions of listeners worldwide with your host, the David Bowers. We've got a fantastic lineup of guests, as well as our engineer extraordinaire, Nick the Geek, our entire crew here at the Asylum, and me. I'm John Bon Jovial. And now, here's the voice of indie music, the David Bowers.
Well, thank you very much, the legendary John Bon Jovial, and what a show we have today. Yes, we do have an exciting show today, folks, because for the first time in the history of the show, the David Bowers is flying solo today. That's right. I don't have John Bon Jovial in the studio with me. I don't have Nick the Geek, our engineer. Studio 1A is down to just one person, and here I am. So this should be this should really be a lot of fun. I want to welcome you, listeners all over the world. Hello and welcome to the David Bowers Awards. We are here in Studio 1A on Blog Talk Radio, as well as on WRFZ 106.3 FM Rochester, New York, Rochester Free Radio. Also the 365 Radio Network, iHeart Radio, iTunes, YouTube, Spreaker. We're all over the place. And if your favorite carrier doesn't carry the show, write them and tell them that you want the David Bowers Awards on their system. This is a show where every show is an award show, which makes each of our guests award winners. And thank you to Titty Bingo, our house band and award winners, for their theme music. You be sure to check out their newest CD, Rock and Roll, and their latest single is a thing called Homework. It's all available to download right now, and you can find them online at tittybingo.com. Plus, you can find them at the usual haunts like Twitter, Facebook, etc. And also be sure to check out their wild and crazy website at tittybingo.com. There's some great stuff there. Remember, it's always time to play Titty Bingo. This is the show where you and our guests pick the awards. No nominations, no naming panels or phony voting, just simple awards. Somebody does or says something incredibly good or incredibly stupid, and you think they deserve an award, they get one. Simple as that. So if you've got someone or something you think is deserving of an award, write us at david@thedavidbowers.com. Put award in the subject line and tell us who or what it is that deserves an award and why. And maybe we'll use your award right here on the show and embarrass you as well as them all right down at the same time. What a shout out to all our friends out there, our regular listeners. Keep your notepads handy. You may want to take notes of some of the stuff we've got coming up. We have an interesting show today. We are going to debut our first Christmas song of the season. And for those of you who aren't into Christmas music, don't worry, it's the only Christmas song we're going to play today, so you know, don't get all tense about that. But I think you're going to like it because it's from an old friend of ours. Well, actually, she's not old. She's just been a friend of ours for a while. And that's Nikki Chris, who was going to be here with us today, but as luck would have it, she came up with a meeting that she had to attend and isn't able to be with us. But that's why you're stuck with me. Also, we're going to have another new track from a recent guest of ours, two young ladies out of Texas call themselves Wildfire. And then we're going to have a special show. We're going to talk with Terry Johnson of the Swamp Drivers. And he's going to bring with him two or three tracks that you haven't heard yet, I don't think, or at least not everyone has because they're relatively new, instrumental tracks. He's going to talk about their unique style and especially the unique thing they do in making their own instruments. And you've heard of garage bands? Well, this band builds their instruments in the garage, or at least Terry does. They've got, I can't remember all of them. They've got a guitar made out of a shovel. I think they bought their drum kit at Lowe's with various size garbage cans and everything. And the incredible part of the whole story is it works. These are actual playable instruments, and you're going to get to hear them. You're going to get to hear Terry talk about them and play a couple of them for you, too. So you get an idea of what a tremendous thing this is. I know they had one featured moment that is big for them. They were opening for the Marshall Tucker Band in upstate New York, And in addition to the crowd going crazy about their instruments, the Marshall Tucker Band did too, so much so that they asked if they could play their instruments for a song. So the Marshall Tucker Band actually played some of the Swamp Driver's instruments. Interesting sidelight story. Speaking of sidelight stories, we have one here with our first song that we're going to play. It's a Christmas song, a brand new Christmas song from Nikki Chris. And as you know, listeners of the show know, Nikki has been one of our alumni, I guess you could say. She's been with us since the beginning. She's been on the show several times. She had a Christmas single out a couple of years ago, and since then she's gone on to be up for a Grammy nomination for, I think this was the fourth year in a row, and one of these days she's going to get it. She's got that much talent and that much determination. Anyway, she posted this story, as a matter of fact, as well as sharing it with us. Her son was playing the Xbox one time recently, and he started calling out, "Mom, oh, Mom, Mom." And she says, "What's wrong?" The son says that he was playing with some random people, not even people he knew, and he swore that he could hear one of Mom's songs playing in the background. And so naturally, Nikki was a little bit skeptical, and you know, she's had a clever comeback, something to the effect of, "Oh, yeah, right." And the son says, "No, really." And he proceeds to ask the person that he's playing Xbox with who they're listening to. And sure enough, it was Nikki. And, of course, Nikki's son says, "Hey, that's my mom." And the other player says, "Yeah, right." Mm-hmm. So it happens, folks. You never know. Cute little story from Nikki. And while we're talking about it, why don't we just go ahead and listen to the song. This is brand new for Christmas 2017. You can get it online at NikkiChris.com. And you're probably going to hear a lot more of it, because I think this one's going to be around. This has got legs, as they say. Here she is, Nikki Chris, and the best part of Christmas is you.
Wrap you in a bow, place you right under the mistletoe. You're listening to the David Bowers Awards. And if you're an artist who'd like to have your music featured on our show, please write us at david@thedavidbowers.com.
Well, there you go. The best part of Christmas is you feeling all Nicky Christmas here. And, I've been trying to figure out since Nicky played that song for me here a little while back before it was released. And there was just something that rang my memory, something that rang in my memory about that song. And it was something that I felt or heard or thought. And it just came to me now as I was playing it for who knows how many times I played it. But it just came to me. That song, for all of you old timers out there, and I know we have some that are, close to my generation anyway. For all you old timers out there, next time you listen to that, think of Veronica and the Ronettes. I mean, it has just a little bit of that Phil Spector sound. I could close my eyes and almost picture the Ronettes doing that song. And matter of fact, if I get to talk to Veronica, I'm going to ask her to do that song at Christmas time, because that's what that song rang to me, for the Ronettes with the Phil Spector sound. Nicky, you got a winner there. I think that's one that's going to be around for quite a while. Nicky is quite a talent. She's a singer, a songwriter, an entertainer. She's also a mom. She's got two young boys at home, and she's also an active voting member of the Recording Academy. She lives down there in North Carolina, and I have notes on that because I have a thing for the Carolinas. I cannot keep North and South Carolina straight. If you tell me you're from somewhere in the Carolinas, I'll believe you, but I won't remember whether it was North or South. I don't know. That's just the thing with me. But check her out, Nicky Chris. She's a sweetheart, does some great music. She's, as I said, been up for an Academy Award nomination for a Grammy for 3 or 4 years in a row now. She's won other awards, and you can read all about her. She's on Facebook, of course. It's Nicky Chris, NickiKris. And you can also find her at her website, NickiChris.com. Check her out. Tell her you heard her song. Tell her what you think of her music. She'd love to hear from you, just like she likes the surprises when her son is playing Xbox and whoever he's playing with somewhere is playing her music in the background. She'd love to hear from you. Up next, folks, because I don't have anybody to throw it to and have come in and say something so that I can take a breath. So we'll just move right on to the next song so I can breathe. Next up, we have a return engagement from a previous guest. You may remember a couple of months ago they were on the show to just meet young girls. Yeah, this seems to be a girl start to the show tonight. okay, two young girls barely in their teens out of Texas, Kelly and Kayla Lutzwig, and together they have formed a singing duo. They've been doing this since they were much younger, but they feel that now that they're in their teens, they can break out and see what the rest of the world thinks of them professionally. And they call themselves Wildfire. That's two separate words. If you're going to Google them, be careful, because there's a lot of Wildfire on there, especially the Michael Murphy song that pops up, a few thousand times at the beginning of a Google search for them. But you'll find them on YouTube at Wildfire Sings, as well as on SoundCloud. Same thing, Wildfire Sings, Wildfire that is. And, of course, their website, wildfiresings.com. You'll also find them on Facebook at Wildfire Sings. They made it kind of easy by consistently using the same screen name, Wildfire Sings. And you're going to get to hear them right now. This is a new release they just came out with a couple of weeks ago, and we're glad to be able to share it with you now. So here they are, two young girls out of Texas. They call themselves Wildfire. The song is One.
Picture this. It lives in all of us. Don't wait for the perfect sign, the perfect time to take that ride.
there you have it. That's One by Wildfire. And two young girls, they're just the neatest thing to talk to them. They're just such cool people. I really enjoyed having them on the show. If you missed it, all of our shows are on archive at blogtalkradio.com. Just go to blogtalkradio.com/TheDavidBowers. You can scroll back through every show we've done, pick out the ones you want to listen to, and even download them for free if you want to save them. So check them out. If you've missed any of them, they're all there for you. That was, as I said, Wildfire, two young girls out of Texas in their teens. And I neglected to mention one very important thing. They are also songwriters. They write their own music, as the song you just heard, one of their original compositions, Wildfire. And we want to take a second to thank our good friends. This is the one that the legendary John Bon Jovial does, and I'm sure he does it much better than I will, but I do want to take the time to thank our good friends at Computer Help USA in Naples, Florida, for underwriting the show for all these years, and also for backing us up with their tech support. They've been working on my computers and building them for me for, several years now. I'm going to say at least 10 years. And they have been our support on this show from the get-go and made these shows possible with their generous support of, studios. For one thing, our Naples studios are gift from Computer Help USA. In addition to being supporters of us and the arts, they are also great people for any tech problem you have, whether it's computers, your company IT, whatever the problem is. If it's computer or IT related, they're your people, especially if you're in South Florida. Computer Help USA, you'll find them all over online, like our artists on Facebook, Twitter, you know, the usual places, and of course their website, computerhelpusa.com. I'm sorry, their website is comphelpusa.com. There was some conflict when they got the website, and they had to shorten it, so it's comphelpusa.com for their website, Computer Help USA. And you'll find them in Naples, Florida. For those of you unfamiliar, that's down on the Gulf Coast side, the west coast of Florida. And beautiful, beautiful area down there. And they are recovering quite well from the hurricane that went through earlier this year. There's still a lot of work to be done. But throughout it all, Computer Help USA was there, and still managed to take care of everybody else, even though they were without communications for a few days. But we thank them for all their service. Coming up next, we have the man of the hour, the man we promised you, Terry Mojo Johnson, is coming to join us from the wild and crazy band who call themselves the Swamp Drivers. So don't miss that. You want to catch that. We're going to play you one of their songs right now. This is an instrumental, as are all the tracks today. This is an instrumental by Terry solo and Coke. are with the man himself, Terry Mojo Johnson. Come on in here and say hello, Terry.
Hey, David. How you doing?
Doing just fine, thank you. Flying solo today here in Studio 1A, all by my lonesome. And now it's just you and me and the music. So tell us first off, before we get into all the exciting stuff you've got to talk about, tell us first about the song we just heard, Coke.
Well, what I'd done, Dave, back a while ago, I had the one of the instruments made was a Harley Davidson motorcycle park guitar.
Right, and I remember that.
Well, what I did is I did a demo for Seymour Duncan Pickups. I put one of their pickups in the guitar, and I want to do something short and sweet. So I did House of the Rising Sun, instrumental, 2 minutes long, and I actually was on the way to a gig. So what I was going to do was just send that to them so they could hear what it sounded like in this guitar. That was basically it. Well, now it's been, I don't know, maybe a year and a half, maybe 2 years, I guess. But, like, on our side, it's got over 30 million views. It's been, because of that, we've been in not just Guitar Player magazine. I was in that, but Guitar World, Lynyrd Skynyrd's page. So, long story short, everybody said, oh, where can I get my hands on a copy of that? And so once a week, I do this thing called Mojo Monday. And what I'll do is I'll take one of my instruments and different instruments, and I'll play something. And like what you heard there, and everybody keeps telling me, man, why don't you put that together in a CD? So what I did is I did an instrumental CD, and I played some songs that were, like that was actually Cocaine by Eric Clapton is basically what that is.
Right,
and just did instrumental. Some of them were off the cuff. I just made up my own stuff. And that's what that is. It's that CD is probably, I think there's like 10 different cuts on there.
And the listeners, if they want to get a copy of that, how would they go about it?
The best way to get everything is go to the Swamp Drivers page, www.theswampdrivers.com.
Okay.
You go to the store page right there, and you can get it there. There's a bunch of downloads. Something else is pretty cool on there, Dave. I took in this thing of me doing these segments on Mondays. And in fact, if anybody's... any of your listeners there, you go to the Swamp Drivers Facebook page and like the page, and every Monday I'll be doing a different instrument, different song, you know, combination of all above. And even if you don't catch it when I'm doing it live, you still can see it later on.
Right.
And I've got a big following with these doing this. People seem to be really enjoying something a little bit different.
Well, yeah, it is. It's an exciting thing. It's so interesting, and it feeds into people's imagination, because I don't know anybody that hasn't at one time or another, you know, imagined themselves as a rock star of some kind. And of course, the instruments, and hey, how many of us haven't played air guitar at home using you know, whatever is available, a broom or whatever. So yeah, it's I can see where it would catch on.
Well, see, I take air guitar to a different level. I take my broom, put some strings on it, see?
There you go.
and actually, that's one of the first things that I made was that. I think you got a couple tracks off that CD. But, yeah, if anybody wants to catch up on those things, that's where you go to Swamp Drivers page and into the store page. And what I was going to also tell you, on the Swamp Drivers page, if you go to the far right-hand side, it's Terry Mojo Johnson's. You click on that, and you can also get the CD there. But what's there is about, I don't know, 20, 30 of these live videos that I do once a week. And that's free. Just go there, and you can see everything from a pitchfork to the Harley guitar to all sorts of craziness. And
awesome.
Yeah, and that's all free.
That's awesome.
That's
that
a good
is
thing.
Awesome. I missed the videos myself. I'm going to have to go check them out. I've been trying to, you know, I get to listen to so many that I don't get to follow up on everyone, every post that everyone makes. It's impossible, but I try it. I have been keeping up with your posts, but I missed the videos. I'm going to have to go back and check all of those. For our listeners, just a little bit of backstory in case you missed when Terry's been on in the past with music from the Swamp Drivers. Terry's a homeboy. Terry and I, we found out by accident the first time that he was on the show. We were talking, I guess it was before we went on the show, and I had mentioned that I was from upstate New York, and Terry mentioned that he was too, and it turns out we discovered we were both from the same town, a little hamlet called Holland Patent, which is, well, it's kind of forms a triangle with Utica, Rome. It's not a perfect triangle, but it's there. So it's up in the central part of New York State. And after talking, we found out, interestingly enough, that we had been neighbors as kids.
Yeah.
We both lived
on... Isn't that crazy?
Isn't that? We lived on farms on the same road. About, maybe a quarter of a mile apart. And it was really, really something else to find out that here, this guy that I'm going to have on the show interviewing with this great band of his probably played baseball in my field. We had a baseball field there between the gardens. And you had, there was more than one of you. How many kids were there in the family?
The total of six.
Six, yeah. I think it was more than one.
But it's funny. I mean, here we are, the distance we are apart now.
Yeah.
And we come together on a radio talk show. And it's funny how world gets small sometimes.
It is every bit of that. I mean, we started out a quarter of a mile apart. And I remember you moved, somewhere around 1960?
Yeah.
Yeah, yep. Somewhere right around there. And the family was gone, and all of a sudden, you know, we've got new neighbors. But, yeah, we go all these years, had never been in touch, wouldn't have known how to get in touch with each other, for that matter. And then all of a sudden, doing the show, I catch the music and say, hey, I got to get this guy on the show. And it turns out that
we're neighbors.
welcome aboard, homie. Good to have you.
No, it's great. You know, I was talking to somebody else, actually, that, you know, I think this is probably, the third time that I think I've been on.
Yeah, I think you're right.
You know, but we've been talking about, like, for the people who haven't, you know, maybe haven't caught the show before, basically, long story short, as I started, a guy gave me a cigar box guitar. And as a joke, I was going to make him something, and I made him a broom with three strings on it. And to be honest with you, I fell in love with the way it sounded, the way it played. And one thing led to another. I formed a band around that instrument, and that instrument's turned into probably well over 20 that I've made. The entire band is the drums are made out of garbage cans, milk pails. And it sounds scary when you hear how I'm describing it, because, you know, see, we've been very fortunate. We've opened up for Marshall Tucker, the Kentucky Headhunters. But it's a trip. We walk up on a stage with this gear, and the sound engineers every time start shaking their head like, oh, my God. And then when we're done, they come up and say, oh, my God, it was freaking, you know, it was awesome. Guys from Marshall Tucker were flipping out. They actually took one of my instruments out on stage and played it, and I had them all signed it at the end. And that was a big thrill. I was always a Marshall Tucker fan, so that was a big thrill for me.
Oh, absolutely.
No, it's but anyways, the whole band is formed around it's 100% all these homemade instruments.
And I had given you a little preamble before you came on here, which obviously you couldn't hear, but I had mentioned to folks about the homemade instruments and that you were going to talk about them, and you've got some exciting news about those as well, which we're going to get to in just a couple of moments. Before we go any further, though, I want to play another track from your instrumental album. You were generous enough to give us three tracks, and we want to be sure to get them all in. So we're going to turn now to the music. Ladies and gentlemen, this is Terry Mojo Johnson with a little Latin mojo. Thank you. Yeah, and there you have it, a little Latin mojo. How'd you come up with that one, Terry?
You know, I'll be honest with you, I'm a Santana fan, and I love that style of music. So that's kind of where, that's something that was just, I put together, arranged it, and I just like that style of music. I like the stuff that's kind of a little different. But
the vibe is there, you can tell.
Oh, yeah.
I had a hunch. If you hadn't said that, I was going to say I got a little Santana feel out of it, but you obviated the need for me to say that. Yeah, good sonnet. Hey, who can't be a fan of Santana? I mean, the man is excellent.
Still is, too, by the way. I just seen him a little while ago. Fantastic
yes,
show.
Yes, he is, and he puts together one heck of a band. I mean, they are just tops. You guys have seemed to have done the same thing. Speaking of the band, tell us a little bit about the rest of the guys in the band.
Yeah, and we just finished up, the bass player just finished up two instruments. The first one is rude and crude, but man, is it cool. He took a stick and put two strings on it, and it goes onto a wash tub. And the sound, you know, this is the cool thing about what we're doing. Because you don't know if it's going to work or not.
Right.
And then if it's going to sound good or sound bad, you never really know. And then you always got to tweak them. But he put this wash tub bass together, and it's amazing. Then he did a Harley Davidson. So now we got two Harley Davidson guitars. So it's got a big sprocket in. We get a lot of people giving us stuff, too.
Really?
This is a drag racer that set a world record with his motorcycles. It wasn't the one that was on when he set the world record. 200 plus miles an hour on a motorcycle.
Wow.
But he gave us the sprocket.
Mm-hmm.
But no, everything. You know, there's a couple things I want to make sure I get in on, because I know we have kind of a short period of time frame.
Go for
Something
it.
I haven't told you about is playing in... I got two things. Besides playing in a band, I also play at facilities, nursing homes, disabilities, even children and stuff like that. And I've come to find out how much they love playing music, listening to music. And I got this idea, and I did it for my granddaughter. I made a three-string guitar and eliminated almost all the frets. And I kept tweaking with it. I got it so you cannot make a mistake. So anybody can play it. You can pick it up, and no matter what you do, no matter where you hit, it's right.
I had seen you mention that online, and I was going to ask you to tell us about that.
And long story short is I fell in love with myself. And I've had a lot of people ask me, Vietnam vets, people with, you know, arthritis, can I play this thing? You can play it with a slide. You can play it with one finger. And so what I did is I'm marketing them. So here's another one you guys can keep track of. It's www.mojojohnsonguitars.com. Go there. You can there's a video of how I'm playing with one finger, a little bit about the guitar. To me, that's very exciting because I'm getting people, now they've got them in their hands, they're calling me up and saying, this is awesome. Because a lot of instruments... There's a big learning curve.
Oh, yeah.
Of learning.
Oh, yes.
And this thing here is, it's basically a cigar box guitar. It doesn't weigh anything. So that's another factor for people that want something small and easy to hold or pack, or it's all that. And the sound is awesome. Right now, I mean, I've been playing this thing for probably 3 months. It's one of my favorites.
Awesome.
So
I was just going to toss in there the fact that, yes, that is one of the things that impresses me the most, not just the fact that you're able to create a musical instrument out of virtually anything, Harley parts, brooms, shovels, rakes, hoes, whatever is available, but the fact that they sound so damn good. I mean, the sound is there. It's quality. It's not only a gimmick, a selling point, or whatever you want to call it, but the music is there. The sound quality is there. I am impressed.
Well, if you listen to the stuff, the tracks that you're playing, that is exactly what you're hearing. And that's what I do on these. The cool thing about Mojo Mondays is you watch me play these weird instruments. So it's like something, okay, first you hear it and you're thinking, okay, he's going to a studio and he's actually playing, you know, whatever brand it is. And it's not. So, yeah, that is true. I got to give the guys a lot of credit, too, because they're putting their very expensive instruments that they've had for years, leaving it in the closet and bringing and making these other instruments. But once you start doing it, it's really enjoyable. The sound's different and all this other stuff, too. And
people just love it. People just love it. Terry, I was going to ask you, while we're talking about this, I want to be sure to bring this point out. Now, you just touched on it, that you created this guitar that you can't go wrong with. You can learn to play and not make any mistakes. But you are marketing your guitars now to the general public, right?
That's correct.
It's on.
If you go to the mojojohnsonguitars.com, you can buy them there. There's a video that shows me playing it with one finger, and I do these online like lessons, so to speak, to show how easy it is to play. But the video that's on there will show you exactly, because I was doing actually a Mojo Monday thing, and I started doing that there. But you know, it's one other thing I was not going to tell anybody, but I got to let it out on your show a little bit.
Okay.
But you got to tell your listeners not to tell.
Okay, listeners, you heard that. You don't know a thing. You can't tell anyone. And
that's
trust me, Terry, we can keep a secret. The problem is sometimes the people who tell can't, but hey, we'll do our best. Tell us about it.
I can't tell you the name of the show, but in January, about 2 weeks ago, I was invited because of one of these weird instruments to go on a national TV show. And I had to say it was probably one of the scariest things I've ever done, to walk out on a stage like that, lights, camera, action, play. that was a little scary. But anyways, that's going to be airing sometime in January. And everybody, it's a national TV show right around the world. It's going to be out there. And something that nobody else is going to know, but you guys will know, it's the same fret design that I used on these Mojo Johnson guitars. So just you can kind of keep that in mind. So as you watch me play it, you'll kind of know that part. So,
absolutely. Now, let me ask you this, Terry. Will you be able to let the cat out of the bag before the show airs, or do you have to keep it secret right up till air date?
A week before, they said they're going to send me some information. And
okay.
I'll let you know so you can maybe at least do that part. Maybe let the listeners know to...
Absolutely, and you know my Facebook page, The David Bowers. Go there, and when you get the information posted up there, and I'm sure the listeners will help spread the word too, because
there you go.
We want to get in on it, and we want to find out so we can watch too. Terry, it's been a blast as always having you here with us, and I love getting your story out, hearing what you're doing, and of course, you know, getting together with the old homeboy. I was just flashing. It has nothing to do with what we were talking about as far as your music, but didn't you one time back in the day when we lived up there in the boonies, didn't you, your family have a fall party or dance or something in the barn? Seems to me I remember going down to your place for some kind of I don't know if it was a square dance or what the heck it was.
They used to hit, I'm surprised you... There was a barn they used to do it at once in a while, but they also did it. They had the basement and the house was massive. So the house was, there was nothing in it. And there's pictures of, they used to have like square dances and all sorts of stuff in the basement of the house, too.
Well,
so
well,
it could be one or the other. Well, they had two of them because there was a barn, too.
Right. I remember your big barn down there.
Yep.
I was always jealous of that because it was so much bigger and better than ours.
Oh, craziness. That's funny.
Yeah, the memories. Terry, a pleasure having you with us as always. Be sure and post up the information on my Facebook or send it to me and I'll post it up for you. because the listeners love to get this stuff and want to keep track of what you're doing. So we want to know all about it, and we want you to feel free to come back and see us again soon.
All right, Dave. It's a blast. Always good talking with you guys.
And our pleasure. You be sure and give the rest of the guys our best. And thanks for coming by. Before we let you go, you mentioned one of the songs that you did in that bit with the pickup truck. And we're going to play the, I guess it's the whole version. It's 4 minutes and 7 seconds. Tell us the rest of the story about your version of House of the Rising Sun.
Well, long story, try to make it short as possible, but it, you know, it's like one of those songs that probably every single one of us has heard and learned. It's like one of my first, probably the coolest songs that I've ever learned to play. And, you know, you might learn some stuff that your mom and dad want you to play, but this is one that I wanted to play. And now here this is, you probably got a better handle than I do how old the song is, but I played that, and that song took off like crazy. Like I said, it's on tons of different sites. It's a guy's run it in Australia. It's like one of those songs, like, you know, people kid, you know, yell out Freebird or,
yeah,
you know, all those,
oh,
other, you know, it's kind of like one of those songs.
Yeah, it's a classic song. Again, Terry, thank you so much for coming by and spending time with us and talking. We could do this all day. And as a matter of fact, we've just killed an hour, so thanks again. Look forward to seeing you next time, and good luck. We'll be watching for you on TV in January. Ladies and gentlemen, Terry Mojo Johnson of the Swamp Drivers. And here he is on one of his own instruments with House of the Rising Sun. thank you. You're on the David Bowers Awards. We'll see you again next week with another hour of new indie music and talk with the artists who make it. Right now, though, it's time for John Bon Jovial to take us home.
And we are on our way. Thank you, David. The David Bowers Awards is broadcast around the world from the studios of Computer Help USA in Naples, Florida, and, of course, from the Valley of the Sun in Phoenix, Arizona. And we are available for free download on Blog Talk Radio, iTunes, iHeartRadio, YouTube, Spreaker, Amazon, Alexa devices, and SoundCloud, MixCloud, 365 internet radio stations, Tumblr, the list goes on. And on and on. We are everywhere, my friends. Click the follow link on our Blog Talk Radio page and be sure to like The David Bowers on Facebook. Be sure to follow us as well on Twitter and to hear about upcoming news and events and things of that nature. Please join us next week for the David Bowers Awards Saturday at 5 p.m. Eastern on WRFZ. Boy, I did a David Bowers there. On WRFZ FM 106.3 in Rochester, New York. That's Rochester Free Radio. And on Blog Talk Radio, Sunday at 2 p.m. Eastern, 11 a.m. Pacific, and 6 p.m. Greenwich time for more great indie music and talk with the artists that make it happen. Until next week, for the David Bowers and Nick the Geek, I am yours truly, the legendary John Bon Jovial. We thank you for listening. We'll see you next week right here on the David Bowers Awards.